So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Thursday, December 12th. What a report found the FBI did and didn't do wrong. A possible deal that some say would let Harvey Weinstein off the hook. And British voters go to the polls. Plus the new Uber feature for skiers. The first all-electric commercial airplane. And Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Then hang out after the news for Thing to Know Thursday's bonus interview as a tech expert joins me to look back on the decade. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. By the end of the day today, the articles of impeachment against President Trump will likely be on their way to the full House for a final vote next week. After 2 days of partisan debate, lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee are expected to finalize the charges today. But there's actually another hearing getting a lot of attention this week. The Justice Department's internal watchdog, the guy who audits the department and checks for problems, was in the hot seat yesterday. He testified on Capitol Hill about a long-awaited report that focuses on the FBI. He talked about his findings after he investigated the investigators. No, this doesn't have to do with the impeachment inquiry. This was about the launch of the Russia investigation back in 2016 and the FBI's surveillance of the Trump campaign. Remember, President Trump has accused the FBI of political bias and spying. Well, the Inspector General's findings are a bit of a mixed bag. For one, he says he does not think political bias was the FBI's motivation here. And no, he does not think the FBI illegally spied. But he says there were a lot of mistakes during the process. So the FBI was not let off the hook. NBC News says the report found basic and fundamental errors, including an altered email and key information being left out. And the inspector general even suggested that the FBI's former director, James Comey, was not cleared of wrongdoing. But President Trump and Attorney General William Barr don't think the findings go far enough. So we'll probably be hearing about a second opinion on this before it's all over. Don't expect the federal interest rate to change anytime soon. The Wall Street Journal reports after 3 rate cuts this year, the Fed decided at a meeting yesterday to keep the rate the same for now. CBS News reports some Fed officials even expect it will not budge for the next year. The Fed says it's confident because job gains have been solid and the unemployment rate has stayed low. So the economy does not need the extra boost right now. There's a possible deal now between disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein and more than 30 of his accusers. Remember, Weinstein has been accused of sexual harassment and assault by dozens of women over the last couple of years. Now the New York Times reports the proposed settlement is for $25 million. But assuming it's approved by the necessary judges, he would not have to admit wrongdoing. And the money would come from his former studio's insurance companies, not his own pocket. Some accusers are not happy with that outcome, but others are relieved they'll at least get something. To be clear, the deal would settle civil lawsuits against him, but he's still facing criminal charges. He's pleaded not guilty and his trial is set to start next month. British voters are heading to the polls today for a snap election, and how they vote could determine what happens next with Brexit. You know, the plan for the UK to leave the European Union. This election will basically determine if Prime Minister Boris Johnson will stay at his post or get voted out and replaced with Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn. Though overall, the BBC reports voters are not exactly thrilled with either one. Keep in mind, Prime Minister Boris Johnson wanted this election. He asked for it. He's hoping to shake things up and break the country's political deadlock. Remember, Johnson only took over after the former Prime Minister Theresa May could not get a Brexit deal passed. But now Johnson's efforts haven't worked either. We'll see if this election helps. Stay tuned. Also of note, Israel is set to have its third election in 1 year, which is unprecedented. The reason? Leaders from the country's two major parties have not been able to form a government, so now The Hill says Israel is planning to hold another election in March. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg is Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. The 16-year-old from Sweden is the youngest ever Person of the Year. She became the face of the next generation of climate activists, and she's led the way in getting people around the globe to protest and call for more action to fight climate change. She's made passionate pleas on the world stage for politicians to talk less and do more to avert climate catastrophes. Thunberg told the AP she's surprised she won, but she's grateful for the honor. Although she also pointed to other activists who she says deserve attention too. And instead of doing runners-up this year, Time magazine gave awards in different categories. The Foreign Service officials who testified during the impeachment hearings were named Guardians of the Year. Disney CEO Bob Iger was named Business Person of the Year. Lizzo is the Entertainer of the Year. And the U.S. women's soccer team, Athletes of the Year. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. How do you find your hair and skin products? I used to sort of use whatever products were convenient at the store and never really loved any of them. But now that I found some great products and use them regularly, I've noticed such a difference in the results. I love that a lot of them I didn't even have to shop for. They came to me in some of my FabFitFun boxes. That includes the Drybar Prime and Prep Detangler Spray I just got in this winter's box. I also love that I get a huge variety of products. We're talking full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. For example, another favorite from the winter box is a stylish Rebecca Minkoff beanie set, and so much more. I always get excited when my FabFitFun box arrives at the door. If you don't know, it's a seasonal subscription box. So by the way, guys, this makes a great gift that keeps giving four times a year. Each box is worth more than $200, but it retails for just $49.99. Plus, use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. The New York Yankees just gave out the biggest pitching contract in baseball history. The record-breaking 9-year deal is with pitcher Gerrit Cole. CBS Sports reports the deal is worth $324 million. And by the way, a different pitcher held the same record for just 48 hours before Cole's deal. Steven Strasburg just re-signed with the Washington Nationals earlier this week, getting another big-money contract. Turns out sports may not be all bad for the brain. Yes, we know some types of sports can lead to concussions, which can have a negative and lasting impact on athletes' brains. But a new study from Northwestern University shows athletes can actually have healthier brains than non-athletes. The study looked at 1,000 students and half were athletes. It found playing a sport can actually help people process external sounds better. In other words, they can lessen the static noise in their brains to better hear what's going on around them, like a teammate yelling. Researchers say physical activity also seems to quiet the nervous system, which can improve how people handle injuries or other health problems. The world's first fully electric commercial plane completed its first test flight. It was short. CNN says it was only about 15 minutes, but industry experts say the historic flight marks the start of the electric age and could mean low-cost, environmentally friendly air travel is in our near future. The plane was a 6-seater old seaplane refitted with a fully electric motor, which has the ability to fly a plane of that size about 100 miles. CNBC says the plane's developers hope to have an all-electric commercial fleet up and running in 2 years. Uber is rolling out a new feature catered to winter sports lovers. It's called Uber Ski. It will basically let riders request an Uber car that has a roof rack or enough space to carry skis and snowboards. Engadget says riders will have to pay a surcharge for this, and drivers will get part of that as extra pay. Uber Ski will be available later this month in more than 20 areas like the Rockies, Denver, upstate New York, and Salt Lake City. Google's annual year-end search is here, and the top trending search term in the U.S. in 2019 was Disney Plus, the new streaming service that came out a month ago. Apparently, it saw the largest spike in traffic over the longest period of time. Baby Yoda, the star of the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian, also made the list as the top trending search for babies. In fact, Google breaks down the top searches for several different categories. Like the top trending news search was Hurricane Dorian. The top TV show, Game of Thrones. And the top what is phrase? People really wanted to know, what is Area 51? That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Thing to Know Thursday, where a different expert explains a different thing to know only on Thursdays after the news. And today we're talking about the top tech news of the year and the decade, and what to expect next in 2020 and beyond. My guest today is Brian McCullough. He's the co-founder of Ride Home Media and the host of Tech Meme Ride Home, Silicon Valley's podcast of record. It provides the day's tech news in 15 minutes. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg called Tech Meme the news source he definitely follows. So here's our conversation about tech as we wrap up 2019. Hi, Brian. Thanks so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Hi, Erica. You know I'm a big fan of your show.
Appreciate it. Well, let's first take a look back at this year, 2019. What would you say are the top five tech stories of 2019?
Well, in a way, 2019 was the unicorn parade. Unicorns, you might know, are, you know, private companies, startups that are valued above $1 billion before they go public on public markets. There was a whole generation that sort of came of age this year, everything from Lyft to Pinterest to Uber, Slack, Peloton even. There's the whole story of WeWork not successfully coming of age, as it were. But it's sort of important to think about, like, a whole generation, the post sort of Facebook and social media generation, the startups of the last decade all sort of made their debut this year.
So there's a lot of new millionaires out there,
which is important for Silicon Valley, because that means there's a lot of people that will be making investments and angel investments and seed investments to create the next generation.
All right. So next one.
Everyone should know about the streaming wars. You know, everyone subscribes to Netflix, and now seemingly everyone has signed up for Disney Plus. This is just kicking off at the tail end of this year. It's actually going to be more a story next year, because there's a whole bunch more coming. Peacock comes from NBC Universal. There's even a startup called Quibi that has $1 billion behind it. So, you know, everyone talks about the are we going to be subscribing to seven different services just to watch TV? Well, that's sort of gotten kicked off this year.
And the other side note that some people worry about is that we won't all be watching the same thing, so we can no longer talk about it.
There will be no more water cooler discussion about TV shows, because none of us will be watching the same stuff.
So let's go through the last few biggest tech stories of 2019.
The whole tech backlash has been going on for several years now. You know, people suddenly not feeling so great about technology in general. That sort of this year has morphed into this notion that the backlash might become regulation by governments and other entities. That's sort of gone part and parcel with, there's been a backlash within Silicon Valley. I have done stories recently about, like, is there a civil war going on in Google? What essentially is happening is that even employees at these big tech companies are not happy with the direction that their companies are going in for various political and technological reasons. But it's sort of like everybody's unhappy in Silicon Valley right now, and everybody's unhappy at Silicon Valley.
Anything else from 2019 before we move on to looking at the entire decade?
This is one that is going to be out of left field that probably no one's aware of, but maybe 100 years from now, this year will go down in history as when we first reached quantum supremacy. Quantum supremacy means that researchers at Google this year, for the first time, were able to do a process, a computing process using quantum computing, that would be impossible to do with traditional computing.
Let's talk about a few of the top stories from the decade. I mean, 2010 to 2019.
Well, for sure, the biggest story is this was tech's decade. Tech owned it. Tech is triumphant. I think the stat is that at the beginning of the decade, if you took the top 10 most valuable companies in the world, only one was a tech company. And now 8 of the 10 are tech companies. The five big tech companies, those five stocks alone represent 20% of the value of the S&P 500 this year. And this was a fantastic year for stocks. So the number one story is that, you know, tech runs the world at this point.
So next one.
Artificial intelligence has so many actual applicable uses now for various products and various things that definitely this was the generation that AI stopped being something that, oh, it's 20 years away or whatever. It's like it's becoming now. And then even though it's another thing that's maybe 20 years away, this was the decade of crypto. Bitcoin was created in the previous decade, but this was the decade that the explosion of crypto projects and sort of that technology has just led to a whole, you know, entirely different sector of technology itself.
And of course, both of those things, AI and cryptocurrencies, come with a lot of controversy.
It comes back to the tech backlash thing. It's like there was a period of time, the previous decade, everything about tech was magical and wonderful. And can you believe the great things they brought into our lives? And everything that's great in this decade always seemed to come also hand in hand with something that was cringeworthy a little bit.
So what can we expect for the next 10 years?
In theory, maybe we will get self-driving cars by the end of the decade, but we were supposed to get it by the end of this decade. I would say that for sure next year is the year of 5G. But what that will mean will play out over the decade, because 5G, okay, we'll have, you know, faster download speeds on our phone than anything we've ever seen before. But what that's not the revolution. The revolution will be, what can 5G enable? Will it be surgeries halfway across the world? And then weirdly enough, I don't think that this has gotten enough attention, but space tech, things like SpaceX and small satellites and things like that have had a revolution over the last several years that I think this decade is going to play out in a very major way. We've had satellites in space for 50, 60 years, but the fact that private enterprise can do all sorts of amazing things right now cheaply, I think we're going to see this next decade as perhaps the decade that space technology became more than just jets and stuff.
And you can learn more about our guest and some of the tech news mentioned in today's show notes. That's also where you'll find the sources and links to all the stories we talked about in this episode. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. Thank you so much for listening. The Newsworthy is here for you by 4 a.m. every weekday. So we'll chat again tomorrow. Have a great day.